Right, I got an email from Zach in Hemel Hempstead. Right, Zach was out at the weekend, lost his phone. Yeah, I know how that can be. Actually, I haven't lost my phone for ages. And now I've said that, I will lose it.
No, but the other day, when we were waiting to do Ready, Steady, Cook, you were explaining to me just how easy it is for the back of your phone to fall off. Look, it was a fascinating 10-minute conversation.
I've got through about five backs now,
Mark. I know you have. I know.
It just comes off.
Just slides off very easily.
Really easy.
You're an expert in either losing your phone or the back or even the battery.
It's not a good look, though, having your back off the phone, is it? Because you have to do that Jack Duckworth thing, don't you, where you just
put some sellotape
on the back of it to hold the battery in. Anyway, Zach was out of the weekend, lost his phone, had no money, so called his dad from a payphone and reversed the charges, right?
Right.
The trouble is, his dad would not accept the call. How tight is that? It's his own son.
Do you know who it is when you reverse the charges?
Yeah, they say.
That's even better.
If they do, like if it just said, here's a reverse charge call and you don't know that it's from your son, Zach, then I would understand that. But no, they do clearly tell you who it is.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Played you Adele and Cold Shoulder, so we've been playing with this reverse the charge thing to see who would and who wouldn't do it, right? Now, this is what happens when you try to make one, okay, on a mobile phone.
Yeah. Now, dial the mobile phone you wish to call.
Who's he?
How weird.
Just Australian look.
Now, dial the mobile phone you wish to call.
So you dial the number, right?
Yeah.
And then you get asked this.
Okay. Now, please say your name clearly after the tone.
So, you say your name, whatever that is, okay? And then this happens.
Please wait while we try to connect your call.
Okay, so you dial the number, get asked your name, and then they put you on hold for a bit. For quite a long time. And then either you get put through to the person, or you get someone saying this.
I'm sorry, but the person who answered will not accept your call.
Okay.
He still sounds very cheery, though, doesn't he, about that?
I'm sorry.
I'd accept your call.
Yeah. Now, so we've tried to see who would take a reverse charge call. Now, obviously, you know who somebody called Fergus is.
Yeah.
Radio 1, right? Why not describe for the listeners who he is?
Fergus is a well-respected member of staff who's been here many, many years.
Quite showbiz.
Very showbiz.
Knows all the stars.
Very flamboyant.
He is flamboyant, yeah. So, okay. We tried him, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you think he would take this call?
Okay. Now, please say your name clearly after the tone.
It's Elton John.
Please wait while we try to connect your call.
Hey. Now, Fergus has been working here for many a year. He's worked with all the stars. He's worked with Elton.
Yeah.
Probably before. Yeah, definitely. But would he take a reverse charge call from Elton John?
Yes, I think he would.
Elton's obviously run out of credit or something.
On the off chance.
Right, okay. You think he would?
Yes.
Even though that really doesn't sound like him at all.
Okay, now please say your name clearly after the tone.
It's Elton John.
Please wait while we try to connect your call.
Now, he would have heard that. It's Elton John. But would he take the call?
It sounds
or
a bit
not?
Like your Kate Nash.
Yeah.
Yes, I think he's going to take it.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Now, connect by saying yes after the tone.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, darling, it's Elton. I've run out of credit. Hello? Love, it's Elton. Yeah. Call me back. I've run out of credit.
Yes! He did take the call from Elton John.
Just on the off chance.
Love that. Why would Elton be phoning him? Do you know what I mean?
Because he's
reverse charge.
Because he's been here a long time and he might have been urgent and
Elton John is quite rich.
Yeah, but Elton might have left his mobile somewhere, not had any change.
Gone to a payphone
and reversed it.
Okay, now describe for the people listening who Pippa is at Radio 1.
Pippa would do anything for anybody.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Yeah, she's lovely. She's okay. Very happy all the time. We could be twins.
Yeah. But
in a non-identical.
Will she take this reverse charge call?
Okay. Now, please say your name clearly after the tone.
Robert Mugabe.
Please wait while we try to connect your call.
Now, Happy Smiley Pippa, who works in the office at Radio 1, she, like you said, she'll do anything for anybody.
Yeah.
But if Robert Mugabe reverses the charges, is she going to take it?
Yeah.
So she will take a reverse charge call from the president of Zimbabwe.
She will, I think.
Okay, let's find out.
We will connect you as fast as we can. So please stay on the line. We'll be with you in just a minute.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Robert Mugabe. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Who are you?
Can I just ask you, which way did you vote in the elections?
What, sorry?
Have you voted?
No.
But if you had voted, would you have voted for me? She took the call.
She did, and engaged in a conversation for a little while with Robert Mugabe.
Yeah. Who doesn't have a South African accent, as far as I'm aware, but that's all I could think of. But, see, you were right. Pippa, she'll do anything for anybody, even the president of Zimbabwe. Yeah.
Bless her.
Got no money, has he? All right, then, one more. My mum...
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
It's not from me.
Yeah, she still will.
She will?
She will.
Okay.
Okay. Now, please say your name clearly after the tone.
She's a big fan of this person, okay?
Okay. It wasn't me.
He is dead.
Roy Orbison.
Please wait while we try to connect your call.
Right, okay, so will my mum accept a reverse charge call from dead Roy Orbison?
I have a feeling that she might.
What are you trying to say about my mum?
That nothing. Nothing at all.
Think
I think
she will. She does really like him as well.
Yeah.
Did really like it. Well, still likes his music. So,
and isn't expecting to talk to him.
No, why would you?
I think she will.
You do think she will?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my mum getting a reverse charge call.
We'll be with you in just a minute. Now, connect by saying yes after the tone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi. This is Roy Orbison.
All right.
You know the one. Pretty woman.
She still did.
She still did. Right. But she knew that wasn't Roy. It didn't sound anything like him.
Maybe she accepted in hope.
That was reversing the charges. Kanye West is next. It's 8:33.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.